baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. So, from your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. So, from your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Baby, I'm in love with you. Hey ho.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I like that part.
Oh, no.
Good morning. You know what? I didn't mean to cut the music that quickly, actually. Good morning. Welcome to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I'm Corey.
And I am Ginger.
No, you're not. Mm. You are a Ginger imposter.
No, that can't be any Ginger imposters. Come on.
Everybody wants to be Ginger. It's the red hair.
Girl, I tell you, I thought about actually doing the red hair yesterday. Really did. It's been a while since I've been a redhead.
Oh.
I love Clairol.
Clairol's a big business. That's interesting. We'll talk about that after the show. Anyway, how you guys doing out there? How you guys doing out there in the Twitterverse? A lot of you are busy this morning with the tweet, and I love it. I love it.
I went over to your Twitter page, and I was like, holy crap.
Now you see why I said, wow. I woke up, and it's just my cell phone was beeping going, and there's too many Twitters.
And that is why I keep mine on silent. That and because, you know, I don't have to answer the phone if I don't hear it ringing. Hi, Mom, by the way, if you're listening, my bad.
Hello, Ginger's mom.
I know you called. I'll call back.
She's like, she's probably sitting there going, who, me?
No, actually, she's probably giving the computer the look like, yeah, I know you know I called, and you better call me back.
And you were looking, as my grandmother says, you were looking right at the caller ID. No.
Amen.
No, Grammy, I was not. I taught her the straight to voicemail thing. I should never have taught her that.
Mm-mm.
You people out there don't ever teach. Sometimes you don't want to teach your grandparents and parents these little tricks of the trade. But she figured out that I was driving. It really was innocent, but she took it. She took it badly. You sent me straight to voicemail. And you know how you can tell that, people? The phone rings only so many times. If it goes to voicemail after like one or two rings, the person knows, a techie person anyway, knows you sent them to voicemail. And therein lies the problem. I taught her this, and she now knows when I send her straight to voicemail.
Oh, no.
I got a nice, long message.
Ooh,
you know,
I bet you did, too.
I don't know what she was saying, but there was a whole lot of cussing in it. But my grandma cusses like a sailor. Anyway, how you doing this morning, Ginger? We need to do some news, I suppose.
I know. There is always news. But I am dying of allergies, but I live.
Oh, don't talk about the allergies.
It's Texas and it's spring and my eyes are like twice the size they should be, it feels like.
Yeah. I know mine are.
It's not good.
I know mine are swollen, ice packed. So, do you want me to go first?
I can go first.
You sure? Because, you know, I got juiciness.
I got unpleasant horses.
Are they too unpleasant?
Yes, it's a little bit too unpleasant.
Do tell, darling.
Popcast, unpleasant horse, too unpleasant for the App Store. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning, but it looks like this is all over the place. I've seen it on several websites. PopCap's new experimental studio, Fourth and Battery, tried to launch its first title, an iOS game called Unpleasant Horse, on the Apple App Store. Unpleasant Horse is described as a colorful platform where players bounce from cloud to cloud and onto the backs of flying ponies who are sent plummeting to a gruesome demise because of badly placed meat grinders. Oh, yes, this sounds like fun. I want this, actually. Apparently, the free, mature-themed game was a little too gruesome for Apple's taste. Apple rejected the app from the store, but PopCap's new studio is apparently appealing the decision. A comical tweet on the studio's Twitter feed earlier today read, WTF, Apple rejected Unpleasant Horse because of mature content. We thought horses dying in meat grinders was wholesome family entertainment.
But shaving, bloody shaving was okay.
I know, right? The post disappeared later in the day and was replaced with, "We're appealing, though with a higher rating, and we'll hopefully have a good news have good news for y'all soon." Oh, yeah, they said y'all. Somebody's Southern. Another post throws a joke in for the fun. Anywho, we still love Apple. Honest, we even had liked, we even had liked a Newton back in the day. Hope we get an appropriate rating for the game. I want this. Come on, even if y'all can't get it on the App Store, y'all, you've got to put it up somewhere where I can get a hold of this. This sounds like fun.
Well, I
want to send horses plummeting to their death again and again.
I am wondering, because I'm still learning the iOS code, how to code in iOS and all that good stuff. I'm wondering if you can just release it individually and people are able to download it. I'm just curious.
You know, it reminds me, there used to be a screensaver back in the day when people actually used those darn things.
Mm-hmm.
Where cows that bungee jumped and the bungee jumping cord was too long and they'd go splat and blood would go everywhere.
Oh. Mm.
I love that thing.
Wow.
Screensaver. Mm. Can't find it anymore. Very upset.
Well, here's some interesting news. The people at Harmonix will not be happy. A lot of you out there will not be happy to hear this. This is from our friends at GamesIndustry.biz. MTV Networks launches 345 games. Viacom-owned MTV Networks has announced a video game business to focus on owned brands and properties. Headed by Dan Yang, a senior vice president, 345 Games is the video game arm of Spike TV, oh boy, and Comedy Central, and is currently at work on a sequel to Deadliest Warrior the Game and a new title based on animated show Ugly Americans. The move is a reinvestment in games by Viacom after it sold off Harmonix. You remember way back when, a couple of months ago, we told you? Following rock scandals that never met targets despite significant marketing and musical partnerships, 345 Games plans to work with independent developers and promises to fully support product through MTV Networks marketing, publicity, and digital departments. Comedy Central and Spike TV squarely target the video game audience offered Yang. No, they do not, Yang. With the launch of 345 Games, we're tapping into the passionate fan base of Comedy Central and Spike and creating an enhanced interactive experience based on our hit shows and brands. It does not tap into the market. Have you not heard? The women own most of the market share for gaming, and we don't like Spike TV. Maybe a little Comedy Central, but not Spike. Anyway. Thought I'd throw that out there. You can pop over to gamesindustry.biz and read some of the lovely comments being left. I have to read this one. This is actually from one of the German QA tester floor lead at Blizzard. He says, "I don't know the American Comedy Central, but the UK one does not really seem to target gamers." MTV, take notes.
All I got to say is you getting the pie, wench. I'll be nice because it's daytime, but wench, you get in the pie.
I got to read this one, too. This guy, Joe Winkler, is saying, first, they kick out Harmonix, and now they reinvest in MTV Games. A bad joke, isn't it? 345 Games must stand for every bad joke on Comedy Central they own now. I hope it was worth it. For me, Harmonix are visionary developers, and I loved Guitar Hero, the ones that Harmonix programmed, and Rock Band. Harmonix was a studio that helped bring Asian music games like Guitar Freaks to the Western world. Well, all we have to do now is pre-order Ugly American and the latest Seinfeld game, a multi-choice-based The Sims clone. Or maybe I'm just a pessimist. I like you, Joe. MTV, they are so clueless at MTV.
Mm-hmm, true story.
They just changed
their name. Exactly list. I mean,
well, the thing is,
oh, drunk, stupid kids. Can't even think of their names.
The Real World?
Yeah, The Real World and that other one, the Jersey Kids.
Oh, yeah. Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore got canceled, so.
They got two spinoffs, though.
We'll see how long they last. I think MTV needs to change its name. They need to change their name. They're not MTV anymore. There's no music played on MTV.
There's no music, no.
You know who has the music videos now? And this will make a lot of guys cringe, most likely. Logo Network, which is and I don't know any other way to say it, the gay and lesbian network. They actually have 2 or 3 hours of nothing but music videos, not just homosexual ones or lesbian ones, but actual music videos.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they also host an award show called The New Now Next. award show, and you're saying, how do you know this, Corey? Because RuPaul's Drag Race comes on there, duh, and Buffy was on there, duh. That's why I was watching the network. hey, I love me some drag queens. But anyway, they look like they are putting their toe in the water. MTV better watch out. You're not even showing music videos anymore, so somebody is. Anyway, moving along. Ginger, what you got?
All right, I'm going to jump back onto the anonymous bandwagon real quick.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this story was released yesterday after our show. I know y'all talked about it some last night during the evening show.
Yes, but yes.
Anonymous, I cannot talk today. That's every day. Anyways, Anonymous suspends attacks on PlayStation Network. PSX Scene offers a rundown on the ongoing war between Anonymous and Sony. The group has taken responsibility for the attacks on PSN, which caused some users caused some users an 80710D3X error code. All right, so what does that mean? Pretty much that Anonymous is being stupid. Anyways, the group has reportedly suspended that operation. Sony has been saying that it is due to maintenance. In its latest public statement, Anonymous claims that while it may have attacked the PlayStation Network earlier in the week, the group realizes that this affects Sony customers. All right, so what exactly did they say completely? Taking from Anon News, because apparently they have their own little news source. Greetings, Sony's customers and PS3 users. We are Anonymous. Yeah. During the last few days, Anonymous has been targeting Sony for their outrageous treatment of not only PS3 users and jailbreakers, but also of the general public. Their propaganda regarding jailbreaking implies that it encourages piracy and thereby makes people lose their jobs, whereas jailbreaking actually just means you are making your device do what it should do. Imagine if Microsoft forced you to use Internet Explorer instead of Firefox or Chrome. Imagine if they denied users from using any of the other web browsers than their own. Many people would obviously be, anyways, they'd be ticked. But then why aren't you ticked at Tony? Tony, Sony, oh my God, Friday people, where's my pizza? Not enough caffeine. The fact that their litigation demanded information on everyone who had viewed the material was completely unacceptable. This is a threat not only to the gaming community, but to the freedom of information in general. The fact that the privacy of individuals can be violated simply for accessing information and legal action can be taken for doing something with something you own are steps far beyond the line. Anonymous decided it could not allow this to stand. If jailbreaking a phone for use of legal unsigned apps to sound legal, why would this be any different for the GeoHot case, seeing as how GeoHot explicitly states he does not support piracy?
They are so demented over there. One
story.
I'm wondering, doesn't this count as some type of cyber terrorism? Why somebody stepped in to go after these guys? They're very openly saying they're attacking people and causing problems.
I know.
Two, I hate to tell everybody out there, but when you buy your console, it's in your terms of service when you buy it, saying that you agree not to do what GeoHots did. It's that simple. If you don't like it, you don't buy the console. Your PC is not the same because, again, you bought your PC, you know, or any number of parts in it separately. You know, they can't license it. They don't do this with this PC because it's not one unit. You know, it's detachable. You're able to break it down. So Windows can't say don't use anything else. But i.e., they can't for that reason. So you're not making any sense. It sounds to me like they have a bunch of kids over there that do not know their law very well. Read everything before you. And I'm not saying I agree with Sony, you know, demanding information, but you can't sit there and say, well, they're in the wrong. You know, they're coming after our boy. And again, I'm looking at cyber terrorism. How long before somebody else deserves it? You know, that they went against you and you decide to go after them and cause some real damage. You know, how long before the wrong person deserves it?
Exactly. And this is coming from a gamer. If you cut me off from my game because you're throwing a temper tantrum and because you cannot be adult about how you act and how you go about addressing these issues, I don't care if you are Anonymous and oh so scary to so many people. You are a troll and should have your internet just, no, I want to take your whole computer and just bash it up against your head.
I'm not understanding why this particular issue was the thing that they decided to take a stand on. As I said, was that yesterday I said that? You want to do something great with your supposed geeky superpowers, you should have been helping the people in Egypt get, you know, get their their information out.
You should be so many other things you could be doing.
Yes, I'm sure over in China they're suffering some internet losses. Why don't you go and hack something so that some people in China can get some outside? Mm-hmm. I mean, Japan, not China. But I mean, there's any number of things you could be doing that's helpful. Hack the free internet in the city so that everybody can have it for a day. Even people who normally can't afford to do something. I mean, something else good, because this here is stupid and it's petty. Okay. And if you feel like you must help him, then collect some more money for him or something. But and I know they said in that particular article that they were going to stop because they felt like they were affecting gamers. But look how long it took you to come to that conclusion. You're scaring me. You're slow.
I think they heard our show yesterday and he's threatening them. Okay, just joke.
I don't get it.
They did this all wrong. You know, if you don't like how the laws are made, if you don't like who's making the laws, get up off your couch, put down your controller, and go vote. Go research these people. Find out who we're voting into office, you know?
They're not paying attention to you, you're not paying attention to them, and everybody's coming out looking stupid.
Exactly. But going against the people who are using their hard-earned money for these services, you're putting them out of what they're paying for. And sure, all right, it hurts Sony some, but who you're hurting in the end are the rest of the world, the rest of us geeks and gamers out there who just want a game, who just want to get our geek on.
We don't care about jailhots. We're not trying to jailbreak our PS3. I just want to play Blue Frog Toad Mysteries. That's what I want.
True story. True story. I just want to play.
All right. So those of you out there who are interested in being mentors, you developers out there, this is the last call for application to the Joystick Lab Summer Underground Program. Selected video game developers receive investment, office space, and mentoring from industry veterans. I believe we talked about this last night. Is this the one we were talking about? I don't know. In any case, Joystick Labs, an innovative accelerator program focused exclusively on video game companies, is reminding the developers out there, as I just said, that your application deadline is looming. All applications must be received on or before April the 15th. That's next Friday. Joystick Labs seeks innovative games with intriguing distribution models, not about dominatrixes and things like that. If you want to know why I'm referencing that, listen to last night's show. And cutting-edge approaches to monetization. Game ideas that incorporate virtual goods, mobile, web-based, and social games are of particular interest. Interested developers can learn more about the program benefits and apply for the 2011 Summer Underground by visiting joysticklabs.com. And, of course, as always, they're very excited. That's from John Austin. Every week, who's writing these press releases? John Austin is the managing director of Joystick Labs. He says, with the success of the 2010 a version of this and their participants, and applying what they've learned in their inaugural program, they expect even better results this year. Joystick Labs, of course, is located in North Carolina, Durham's American Underground, and it's the first of its kind seed stage accelerator program focused exclusively on identifying and launching the next generation of digitally distributed video game companies, and they were founded just last year by Mr. John Austin. And, of course, they're backed by an active group of RTP-based angel investors. Awesome. The company held its inaugural program last fall, 2011, and launched five studios. Those studios are Gale Force Logic, Inari, Lab Rat Studios, Mighty Rat Studios, and Nix Hydra Games. Again, you can visit joystickslabs.com to learn more about this.
Very cool, very cool. Sorry, I'm over here coughing my head off again. All right, you know what we're missing this weekend, Corey?
What?
Kapow. We're missing Kapow.
Kapow?
With the sellout of Kapow Comic Con taking over London this weekend. Comic Con in London. Oh, I wish I could go. Oh, so many smexy accents.
I'll go. I ain't coming back.
No kidding. The UK's leading games and entertainment website will be bringing the biggest news and events direct from the show floor. Thanks to its unrivaled access, the IGN team, I'm going to growl at them, will be out in force at Kapow, updating its dedicated hub throughout the weekend. I'd give you the link, but I really don't want to. So fans across the world can share the biggest announcements, major panels, and exclusive Q&As. You can also follow IGN UK on Facebook and Twitter. Again, you can just look those up because I'm not going to give them to you. Throughout the Kapow weekend for a flavor of what's going on behind the scenes. Throughout the weekend, a stellar list of comic, film, and gaming talent will visit the IGN Arena, including Danny McBride, Dave Gibbons, Duncan Jones, Joe Cornish, Mark Miller, and the cast of Merlin and Tatsuya Mizuguchi, taking part in a special series of signings, panels, and Q&A sessions on the show floor. On Saturday, the IGN Arena hosts an attempt by an A-list of comic talent, led by Mark Miller, Dave Gibbons, and John Romita Jr., to break two Guinness World Records for fastest production of a comic book and most contributors to a comic book. This superstar tag team will create a 20-page comic book starring Superior, which will be printed on-site at the end of the day with the first copy auctioned for charity. Oh, that's nice.
That's very nice.
Uh-huh. For those lucky enough to have tickets for the sold-out event, IGN Arena at Kapow brings the website to life, giving gamers the chance to be among the first to play some thrilling new games, including Codemasters Dirt 3 and Operation Flashpoint, Disney's Car 2, and Valve's Portal 2. There's also a chance to check out many of the biggest launch titles for Nintendo 3DS, witness an exclusive Child of Eden presentation from Ubisoft, and relax in the IGN Arcade with a selection of games from publishers including Namco, Bandai, THQ, and Warner Brothers.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Movie fans can visit the Attack the Block Lounge to see exclusive footage from Teenagers vs. Aliens Epic and other forthcoming films from Optimum Releasing, or check out the Blu-ray Lounge for the ultimate home cinema experience in 3D. The IGN Arena will also be the place for hundreds of giveaways and on-the-spot competitions throughout the weekend. All right, so if you want to check all that out, that's all over there on their website. I'm sure you can figure out where that is. But to everybody going to this weekend, congratulations. Send me pictures, preferably with you having clothes on. Thanks.
I'm glad you specified that because you know how people are.
That is true. Ginger at GamingHX.com. Send it to me.
Fully clothed.
Fully clothed.
Yes. After you take the picture, feel free to do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, please fully clothed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another one from our friends at Game Politics. Representative George Walden raised a concern this week about how long it's taking for the FCC to get the net neutrality regulations on the books. He's like, hurry up already. The agency passed new rules back in December. Walden added that he is not excited. Finally, someone is not excited to have the rules enacted, but is nonetheless curious about what is taking the agency so long. And he's saying, I am curious as to why it's taking the FCC so long to file their network neutrality rules in the Federal Register. It's not that I'm eager to have their rules proceed, but it does raise some questions. He's the top Republican on the Communications Subcommittee. He also questioned whether the FCC is following the proper procedures and if the delay is in some way a tactic to derail a GOP effort to repeal the rules using Congressional Review Act. Walden's repeal measure is scheduled for full House vote on Friday, today. I'm assuming today they don't have another date. Is the delay because of a failure to meet all the procedural requirements, or is the delay a means to slow a repeal vote in the U.S. Senate or challenges in court, he asked. The FCC responded with, there is no delay. The order quite simply is going through the normal process for Clearing Paperwork Reduction Act requirements before being published in the Federal Register. According to the spokesperson, the order can't be published until Paper Reduction Act requirements are met and a 60-day comment period at the FCC has passed. The deadline for that, of course, ends April 10th. And they got that from The Hill. Oh, I'm worried. This could ruin our gaming, people. Be afraid.
Mm-hmm. Don't you ruin my gaming. I already told you what I'll do to Anonymous. Don't ruin my gaming.
Well, see, those are the people you go after, Anonymous. Hello?
Exactly, right there. You go after them. Leave us gamers alone. Don't take away our games.
We want to jailbreak our PC, but then we can't do anything with it because it's out on the internet.
Don't cap my internet, people. Y'all have no idea how much stuff I go through a day. Don't do that. All right, so Hasbro. Makers of toys, Barbies, all that fun stuff. Looks like they've come out with something for the iPhone to make it 3D now.
Oh, stop.
Right? I'm pulling this from Yahoo News tech section this morning, actually. Nintendo just launched the 3DS, a handheld game device with a 3D screen, but you don't need to spend $249 for 3D gaming on the go. $35 will do. Yeah, that's the price for the attachment that Hasbro is selling. It adds depth to the screen on an iPhone or iPod Touch. Unfortunately, I cannot talk. I give up, Corey. I need a nap. Anyways, the Hasbro 3D isn't a slim pair of glasses. Oh, no, no. Do you remember those cool-looking little goggle things that you, like, click the side and pictures would change you've grown up playing with?
What
does it look like?
Why?
I don't know. But that's what the thing looks like. Yeah. Anyways, you snap the Apple device into the holder on one end and you look through the other. It's a fun diversion aimed mostly at kids. It can wow grown-ups too, but I'm sure anyone but I'm not sure anyone will use this much in the long run. It's hardly $35 worth of plastic, but it might be $35 worth of entertainment. I'm looking at this and you would end up having to have at least one hand to hold it up to your face. And I don't know about you, but I use both hands when I'm gaming. So,
I'm thinking if this is supposed to be for kids, that's $35 of something broken.
Yeah, most likely. But now I'm looking at the picture here, and I don't see how this would work. I see how it works, but I don't see how this would be useful. I think it would just get in the way and be bulky, and, I mean, you've got to hold it up to your head because it's... No, it's like binoculars. You're looking through binoculars at your iPhone is what it is. No. All right. So anyways, you want to check out the picture. It's over on the Yahoo News tech section. It's big, blue, black, bulky looking thing. It's not pretty.
Boo. Okay.
Go back to making Barbies.
That we don't want either.
True story. Make me a geek Barbie and I'll think about buying it.
Well, you know what, I got to say, over the Christmas holidays in the store shopping for Barbies for little girly people in the family, they have some new and interesting Barbies that I actually wanted to buy for the girlies. They're a little bit more positive. So maybe. But those traditional ones, yeah, no. Mm-mm.
No. I always just hacked up my Barbies and buried them.
Well, I told you, mine went on safari. My Barbie was never the Barbie that wanted to be the beauty queen. Mine was on safari. We are tracking a tiger. Steve Irwin saying we're bungee jumping. I got yelled at for my Barbie bungee jumping off the second floor of the house. My mom was like, why do you have this? Why are you throwing that Barbie out the window? She's bungee jumping. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's hilarious. I love you, Corey.
Made me a bungee Barbie. I wouldn't have had to come up with my own idea. The Barbie, exactly. The little rubber band broke, and then, of course, she fell into the windshield. It was a bad day.
Uh-oh. Barbie went splat.
Yeah, that's what my mom said. What are you doing? What happened was... No. Okay, so...
Oh, we're bad. Oh, God.
Well, that's my hint to Hasbro. You need to make Barbies that are better equipped to handle little girls who don't exactly want to put makeup on them. I don't mind if she's wearing a ball gown. She's just going to bungee jump while she does it. So, hey. Anyway.
She'll be Angelina Jolie.
There you go. Now, this whole Madden thing is getting out of hand. Trip Hawkins has put the oil on and jumped into the fray. He's weighing in on the Madden suit and the developer, Robin Antonick, that we've been telling you about. Antonick, of course, was involved in the creation of the original Apple II Commodore 64 and, please don't vomit, MS-DOS version of John Madden Football. Some of our people out there had a gag reflex when I said MS-DOS. And recently filed a complaint against EA, accusing them of unfairly using his work as the foundation of the Madden franchise. According to the LA Times report, Hawkins, who was also personally involved in the creation of the series, is disputing key elements of Antonick's story, despite not being a defendant in the case. Oh, gag orders are coming, baby. Hawkins attests that Antonick was merely one of many people who worked on the first game and that he was a contractor working from home and that he did not work side-by-side with Hawkins, as he claimed in the lawsuit. EA itself has described the lawsuit as being without merit. Responding specifically to the accusations that the company tried to settle with Antonick ahead of any court hearing, EA insisted it never offered to pay Antonick a penny. Hawkins is currently involved in his own multi-million-dollar lawsuit with a judge upholding a bankruptcy court ruling that will prevent Hawkins from writing off his $20 million in outstanding tax debts. The case results from a collapse of the 3DO business, with prosecutors arguing that Hawkins continued to spend money extravagantly with knowledge of his tax liabilities. You can follow this train wreck over at gamesindustry.biz. Wow. Tripp, I think you need to keep your mouth shut and stay in your lane because you're already in trouble. I'm just saying.
So much trouble.
Stay in your lane, Tripp. Just, you know, let the rest of the company handle it. You're not even at EA anymore. Just let it go.
All right, so this is probably a pointless story of today, but it's still kind of amusing. Did Apple ban Best Buy from selling the iPads? Oh, yeah. If the speculation that Apple has blacklisted the world's largest consumer electronics retailer from selling its impossibly hot iPads 2 is true, Best Buy is in a lot of trouble. This is coming from Crunch Gear and supported by TUAW, its commenters. Best Buy was busted holding back iPads it had in stock, telling customers, nope, sorry, we're all out, when really the retail chain had hit its daily sales quota and just wanted a break. Now acting Apple CEO Tim Cook has reportedly gotten involved with negotiations between the two companies. Maybe Apple's slap on the wrist had something to do with hurt feelings. After all, Best Buy's published and now pulled iPad advertisement. How dare they insult Apple? Don't they know that Apple loves banning things like the word Android sex and those jerks who want to buy iPads? That's amusing. That's some good writing. I like that. All right, so maybe it has something to do with Best Buy's corporate pay structure and the fact that the average Best Buy salesperson only makes $8 to $11 an hour. But either way, the writer goes on to say, for those of you hoping to grab an iPad 2 this weekend, your chances may have just been made significant. Your chances may have just significantly slimmed. I cannot talk. Corey, can I have a nap?
No.
Nap. Anyways, so Best Buy and Apple, I don't know what's going on between the two of you, but Best Buy, you may want to watch yourself.
Because they do have stores. There are Apple stores. They'll just make more, and then you won't sell the iPad at all.
Uh-huh. And I'm already telling everybody else not to go to your stores because you're all overpriced and crazy and nuts and... Every time I go to your tech section, your guys look at me like I'm some kind of freak because I know what I'm talking about.
However, do go now because they have that two games for $50. Yeah, if it's two games.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what list, you can check that out, pop over to the site. But if it's some games that you just really don't want, that's a very good trade-in. $50,
mm-hmm.
can't beat it. Can't beat it. That's towards some new games coming out. You know, Duke Nukem is coming out. And speaking of Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem, yay!
Something delicious just popped to my mailbox. You guys keep an eye out. I have some as soon as I got to get confirmation. Something delicious that we'll be able to give to you. Not just that you'll get to hear about it. It won't just be ear candy. It'll be in your hand candy. Okay, that was all dirty. Anyway, well, more on EA. This is turning into EA News Day. EA says we want to be top dog on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Dominance of Facebook and overtaking Zynga are now two of EA's primary goals, according to EA Sports president Peter Moore in his MI6 keynote address. Yes, ma'am. He says, there's a big dog in front of us, he said in reference to Farmville maker Zynga, but we ain't scared of you. No, that's not what he said. He says, we aren't far behind, and we're confident that we can catch up. We can bring it to the market in terms of blue chip IP is phenomenal. What we can bring to the market in terms of blue chip IP is phenomenal. As reported by Gamma Sutra, the theme of Moore's keynote was digital gaming, where he claimed that no company has spent more investing in the future than EA. Our competitors scoffed when we invested in social gaming by buying Playfish. They scoffed at our direct-to-consumer models, but we are number one in mobile games, number one in casual games, and number two in social games. There is a nervousness about change, admitted Moore. People want to know how they can keep getting $60 for games while social and online games are free, or when iPad games are the fraction of the cost, but change is good. Change brings more consumers into gaming. Consumers are driving the changes, and in the end, they always win, not when you're involved EA. Moore also revealed how EA Sports would be instituting persistent gamer profiles across all its titles, regardless of where you are, what platform you have, what you're playing, you're constantly connected. I don't know if I like that either. Maybe I don't want to be connected. According to Joystick, profiles and achievements will be carried across from one iteration to another. Madden NFL 11 and 12 were used only as an example, and Moore failed to reveal which title would see the system implemented first, although he did indicate it's not far away. He said, this is how we envision the future of our industry, and this is how we at EA Sports individualize and personalize this as the future of our brand, and ultimately the future of EA as a whole is going to do across all of its titles. Sounds to me like you're trying to get a monopoly, and we don't like it.
No, no, we don't. Not at all. EA, back off, dude. I don't like you.
Why? Why?
Because they're evil. They're like the evil corporation. They just need to go away.
So they're like the evil corporation. Yeah. I don't understand. Why do you, on one hand, yeah, business, I know why you need to be number one, but I put it this way. I've played some of EA's games on Facebook. They're either oversimplified or overly complicated. The point of Facebook gaming is I want to get in and get out. I feel
in
like,
other words, they're fail?
Yeah.
Like usual games from EA?
Yeah, they're too complicated to even enjoy playing. Like, okay, the only one game they have on, and it's not really theirs, is Dragon Age Legends. That game on Facebook is one of the most epic Facebook games I've ever played. It's an MMORPG, and it's on Facebook. Got my crafting in it. By the way, I need to check on my potions. the guys at BioWare did an excellent job. You can not only, and we've said this before, access your crafting not only via your iPhone and Android, but any phone that you have that has internet access, you can do your crafting. So you're stuck in the car and you can't afford, you know, the iPhone or the latest Android, but you got a phone that has internet, you can still play your game. You can still play Dragon Age Legends while you're not at home. So, and it's not overly complicated. I get in, I beat the hell out of a few things, I leave. But that's not necessarily fully EA. They just, you know, they're just a publisher. BioWare did that. Beautiful work, by the way, BioWare. Love it. Anyway, I'm done ranting. Ginger.
Done ranting. Okay. Well, then I guess it is my turn. all right. So we talked yesterday about the PSP outselling the Nintendo 3DS, and it looks like it's not going to get any better for the 3DS now.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Sony adding music to the PSP video game gadgets. Oh, yeah. Sony revealed that it's adding a streaming music service to PlayStation Portable, a handheld gaming gadget, this next week. A Music Unlimited service powered by, Creosity, will let PSP users with PlayStation Network accounts tap into a library of millions of songs stored on computers in the Internet Cloud beginning April 14th. This is according to Sony. Oh, that's nice. PSP devices will need to be connected wirelessly to the internet at hotspots to access tunes. This is according to the Japanese consumer electronics titan. The service already streams music to personal computers and an array of Sony devices, including newer model Bravia televisions, Blu-ray disc players, and PlayStation 3 video game consoles. Sony said in a release, PSP owners can also enjoy a common and synchronized music experience on their PS3 systems, as well as PCs and other network-enabled Sony devices without the need to manage or transfer music files. Looks like Sony charges $3.99 a month for a basic subscription fee to their Music Unlimited service, which offers commercial-free listening. All right, so what I want to know is there some kind of free service where you get commercials in? Because, you know, I'm okay with commercials. But either way, that is awesome. Again, Nintendo is going to have to step up their game. I understand what they do, but there is a point. Nintendo is for children. PSP, Xbox, all for adults.
Well, I got to see the 3DS before I say that. I think they did step up. But on the other end of that, looks like even though they've added all this wonderful stuff, they dropped the price. This is not good for the 3DS. Not necessarily meaning one is better than the other, but when price drops happen, that means they make more sales. Okay, so Sony's cut the price. They're saying the PSP will carry a new recommended retail price of $129, down from $179.
Ooh, yeah.
Well,
that's
this is in quid, francs, pounds, rupees, bells, if you play Animal Crossing.
bells.
So they're bringing it online with a U.S. price cut, which just came back in February. Ours was brought down to $129 back then. The console currently retails in the U.K. for about that much. According to Sony, the move is for mainland Europe only. Sony is unable to offer the price reduction for UK customers. Sorry, guys. He said it's been made possible by favorable fluctuations of the exchange rate between the euro and the yen. We forgot about the yen. Since we in the UK are vulnerable to two exchange rate calculations, pounds into euros and euros into yen, we are not in a position to offer a similar price cut in PSP for the UK, says spokesperson. The PSP's processor, codename NGP, is due before the end of the summer, with more solid details expected at this year's E3 event in June. There is some confusion from Sony as to whether it'll be available in Europe and the US and the UK later this year. Mm-hmm. And some people, of course, are leaving comments saying that probably means there will be price cuts in Ireland as well. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. There's an update from another journalist here. Hi, Lee Cash. he says he received a reply from Sony Ireland. The price cut does include Ireland. So you may want to remove the term mainland from this article that we just mentioned. So you Ireland folk, you get a price cut too. I know some people in Ireland. How y'all doing? Loves me some Irish boys too.
What is the one called? I can't even think of it now. Ginger or something? I don't know.
No, Ginger? That's not Irish. See,
you got Scottish.
Cut. Yes,
you get cut. My bad.
And Scottish people don't like to be mistaken for each other. I am sorry.
Hey, you haven't met me. You don't want to cut me. Come on.
Cut. I cannot even help you. Run, little girl, run. Okay, we got 4 minutes. You want to squeeze one in quick before we go to our break?
Yes, I have one. Conquer Online Mac Beta client available now. This is for Macintosh owners. Macintosh owners just got another great MMO game to try out. Earlier today, TQ Digital announced that the final Mac Beta client of their 2.5D free-to-play Kung Fu MMORPG Conquer Online is ready for all the Apple-loving players to download and try out. Again, if for all us PC people, if you don't know, this beta client is only designed for Mac computers. Why would we want one of those anyways, right? The beta test will last from April 8th until the 26th. After installing the Mac beta client, all players entering this trial will be able to access the new Mac beta server with their current Conquer account ID and password, or you can register a new account on the official website. Which looks like it is co.91.com. Okay, that's weird. The TQ team will provide every testing player with a full set of super equipment, all skills, and some in-game items so that they can go straight to testing out the various features. All right, I'll put this up on the website in a little bit with some screenshots as well so that you Mac players who haven't come over to the dark side where we have cookies and are awesome, check out this game if you want.
No.
I promise you, Max, do not make you any cooler.
I can tell you that for sure. Because like I said, I'm sitting next to one. I am not impressed.
Mm-hmm.
I am not impressed at all. You can't even play. Yeah, never mind. it's break time, people. Are you guys ready?
Yes, I need a break. I need a break.
It's okay. Poor baby Ginger.
I know. It wouldn't be so bad if I weren't over here sniffling in the background and coughing and everything.
Well, you know what you need to do.
Grab everything I can.
Hell yeah.
I don't want to see this.
Nope. Let it sleep with the margaritas, people.
This is going to be good. Francis! What?
Wow.
Grab and peel.
Remember, you can find this and all of our news and other news on our site, GamingNation.com
and
GamerGirlsRadio.com.
You know, less than 20 minutes, it's going to be afternoon. I self-medicate with all the alcoholic beverages I want.
And make sure, if you're not listening live, you want to download later, because I'm about to share with you some interesting news. I just have some fun calls. Hot out the box.
Don't make me use this bell.
Everything is true. That's what they're telling us. What's true? Wait till after the break.
Come and get it. No. I am not a mental moron. Pow!
Hello.
Tony. Pow!
Hello.
Bill. Pow!
Hello.
Francis.
Hello.
Louis. Yeah! Woo!
Hear that?
Woo!
I hear a
smoker!
No! I think I saw a
Parker!
Get up! I want to
Suck it up. Suck it up, Ginger.
I'm trying.
What's going on out there?
We have 12 seconds before we go to the non-streaming portion of our show. Remember, if you're listening live, you'll have to download to hear the rest later. Those of you who are listening, Memorex, well, you'll continue to hear us talk. So before I share with you what I just got from the lovely people at Funcom, I believe, is it my turn, Ginger? Is it your
yeah, it
my
is
turn?
Turn.
Oh, okay, I can share. Woo. Yeah. Yeah, if only I could see. Freaking allergies.
Right?
I feel like I've, you know, been punched in the eye or something. All right.
Itchy.
Well, ooh, this is not good. Okay, so Funcom sent us over a press release just a few short moments ago saying, remember all those legends and myths that you heard when you were a kid? Or of all the conspiracies you've been fed in countless blog entries and forum posts? Well, they're all true. Yes, they're saying it's all explained in their latest video, which is up on our site, front and center. Pop over there and check it out for the upcoming modern-day MMO role-playing game called The Secret World. Now, the reason why we're telling you this with no other information, Secret World has been kept very secret. This is the first time you'll be getting a look at anything to do with it. Go and check it out. I cannot wait to play this because it's set in modern times. Don't get me wrong, I love me some elves and orcs and trolls and things, but sometimes I want to be in my own time period.
And this game just looks so dark and spooky and crazy and almost kind of believable.
Conspiracies and things? Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's even better than me just roaming the countryside in some MMO. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And Funcom really does make good games. Very unsung. And they've always been sweet to us. But go check it out. TheSecretWorld.com. And, of course, they're the makers behind Dreamfall. If you remember the game Dreamfall? Dreamfall.com, you can check that out if you haven't played it before, or Dreamfall, The Longest Journey, which I'm still playing, by the way. Some of you have been poking fun at me because you see me on Xbox. I didn't get to finish it. My other Xbox Red Ring, then I was mostly through the game, so I had to start over. So that's why you see it.
Red Rings all the time.
And this is on the original Xbox. It waited until I got to my new house, and then it Red Ringed. It was a horrible thing.
Aww.
I was thinking the new one was going to red ring, but no, the old one had to red ring after they stopped supporting it that same week. Ha ha, I don't work anymore, and you can't get me fixed.
Oh, no.
Mean Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Was that too short, Ginger? Would you like me to do another?
No. I've got another.
I can do another.
No, I'm good. You and your accent, so hot. So hot.
I spend so much time with people overseas, really.
Mm-hmm. All right, so ZOTA-inspired game Realm of the Titans enters alpha test. Exclusive testing phase aims to collect initial player feedback. Area Games, a leading global publisher of free-to-play online games, today announced the start of an exclusive alpha test for its upcoming ZOTA-inspired MOBA title, Realm of the Titans. A handful of lucky applicants received email invites this week, granting entry to an early preview. Alpha test servers officially open to eager participants on April 7th and are scheduled to remain open for the next couple of weeks during specific time frames. Alpha test players will sample the game's powerful, diverse roster of heroes, dynamic battle arena, and inventive Titan skill systems. Among other unique features, you can visit the official alpha test forum for complete details, which is areagames.com/forums. Yeah, head over there, check that out. Realm of the Titans alpha test highlights include self-pool of participants, players who are specifically chosen for their interest and experience with MOB DOTA titles. Limited schedule. The limited duration ensures that a sharper focus on the gameplay elements and keeps suggestions fresh in the mind in time for the ending survey. Conclusion survey. At the conclusion testing phase, administrators will distribute an in-depth survey probing players to discuss their alpha test experience. Popular suggestions may be implemented in time for Realm of the Titans closed beta release later this spring. So you didn't get invited to the alpha test? Interested players still have time to sign up for the closed beta at the game's official website, realmofthetitans.areagames.com. That is AERIAGames.com. So head over there and check that out if you're wanting to get into that. Looks like there may be a video and, even a couple of screenshots. I'll get them up on the website in a little bit.
Okay. Well, you guys heard of a game called Father Frost? Well, It's on the App Store now. Bohemia Interactive. Yes, Bohemia Interactive, award-winning independent game development studio, is pleased to announce the release of its first English iOS project, Father Frost, Russian Santa, came early this year and is available on the App Store now. After years of solely focused on PC game development, what is with the misspelling, people? Bohemia Interactive expands into other platforms. The acquisition of three more large development teams last year strengthened the studio significantly, and the addition of a great number of experienced and talented professionals. This decision bears fruit with its first iOS game in English, the adventure title Father Frost, which again is available for iPhone 3 and 4, iPod, iPad, also in HD version for iPhone 4 and iPad. Father Frost is a classic adventure game based on legendary Russian fairy tale, on a legendary Russian fairy tale and divided into four acts according to the four seasons, created with handmade graphics and lovely animations. Let me see if I can get some more information. I love when they repeat what they just said. Don't you love that when they do that, Ginger?
Totally. Same paragraphs like two or three times. Like, really, people? Come on.
Really. Of course, as I said, the game is divided into four acts according to the seasons, and that means you'll visit some of the game's locations several times, but every time during a different season and a different time of day. So together with the humble girl Nastienka and the gallant hero Ivan, you are about to solve challenging puzzles and overcome any baited traps, and in the end you'll try some of the wedding pierogi. I think I said that right, pierogi. Anyway, awaiting you are mysterious beings and magical objects, wild beasts and domestic animals and pets, guileful highway robbers, the evil hag Baba Yaga. We have a restaurant with that name here. Old Man Mushroom, prudent Father Frosty, and many other traditional and non-traditional fairy tale characters. I'm assuming, again, these are Russian fairy tales, so you might be going, that's a no fairy tale I've ever read. That's because you're not Russian. They're saying that some of the newer features are enhanced and remastered graphics, 28 pieces of original music, animated movie quality cut sequences. The characters are vividly animated with realistic motion, and 4 hours of colorful, impressive dialogues. Two different controls, suitable not only for hardware adventure gamers, but also for touch control simplicity fans. You can check this out at their website, bistudio.com/fairytale. And, of course, they are on Twitter, Bohemia Interactive, and Facebook, Bohemia Interactive. Tell them that we sent you over.
Yes, do tell them we sent you over. Maybe
but not if you're gonna be crazy, because if you're crazy, we don't want to be affiliated with you. Seriously.
You see how that is? She doesn't want to be affiliated with the crazy.
Hey, I have enough of the crazy. I attract it. So we don't want to be affiliated if you're crazy. But if you're a good wholesome, well, you don't have to be wholesome, but just a good gamer, go over and tell them we sent you.
All right. Looks like there is $100,000 up for grabs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Riot Games announces a League of Legends Season 1 championship details. $100,000 on the line at DreamHack Summer 2011 in, I'm going to kill this name, and I apologize, Swedish people, Jönköping, Sweden. Hope I said that right. Probably didn't.
No.
Yeah, figures. Riot Games, a developer and publisher of the award-winning PC game League of Legends, today announced details of the Season 1 Championship, the culmination of the first season of League of Legends, with $100,000 in cash on the line and the chance to be crowned the inaugural champions of hit multiplayer online battle arena title. Competitive players everywhere will be watching as the finals unfold at Jönköping, Sweden, in June 2011. All right, so what it is, League of Legends Season 1 Championship at DreamHack Summer 2011. It's happening between June 18th and the 21st, with the championship on June 20th. Again, it's in Jönköping, Sweden, which I'm probably saying wrong. Eight of the best League of Legends teams from around the world is who's going to be competing. And why are they doing it? For $100,000 worth of cash prize, a $100,000 cash prize purse. That's nice. League of Legends is quickly gaining in popularity as a competitive PC gaming experience, and the amount of support we've received from the esports community is inspiring. This is coming from Mark Merrill, president of Riot Games and executive producer of League of Legends. He goes on to say, "We wanted to bring the end of Season 1 directly to our players and fans. The championship at DreamHack is going to be the largest, most competitive gathering of players.
and will doubtless produce some exhilarating matches. We're going to make the viewing experience amazing for our folks at home, too. Over 140,000 viewers streamed the Intel Extreme Masters exhibition match, and we can't wait to see how many people tune in for the championship. Wow, that's a lot of people.
I'm tuning in. Not really.
Yeah. looks like DreamHack is the world's largest digital festival, holding the official record as the world's largest LAN party in the Guinness Book of Records. DreamHack Summer is a 4-day, 24/7, all-ages event focusing on gaming, communication, programming, design, music creation, and performance, and much more. DreamHack is a recognized esports destination with an extensive schedule of tournaments for gamers of all skill levels, from casual to professional, and noteworthy cash prizes for winners. This is nice. And, you know, I've had some friends trying to get me into League of Legends. I've just kind of been stalling. So League of Legends, what is that? It's Riot Games' debut title, celebrated its first anniversary on October 27th of 2010. Since its launch in North America and Europe, millions of players have downloaded the game to engage in session-based multiplayer battles against rival teams. Built by a veteran development team, including original creators of the popular player-made mod Defense of the Ancients, League of Legends combines elements of both strategy and competitive action genres. And if you want to find out more or you want to play it, head over to www.leagueoflegends.com to learn more and play for, oh yes, free. I said it. That's a free word. It's free.
F-R-E-E, free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got a quick one I'm going to throw in because we're about to have to go and leave you guys.
Oh, we are. Look at that.
For a whole weekend. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you know what, though? I've got some ice cream in the fridge. Oh,
you can't eat ice cream with allergies, woman.
Why can't I? It's going to be good.
Sad, sad. Okay, and I just accidentally closed the story. Yay. Oh, quickly. So you developers out there know, or maybe you don't know, Xbox development kit arrives with significantly reduced price and a sidecar attachment. Got this from our friends over at Engadget. What is this, you ask? The next generation of Xbox 360 development. That's what it is. With a shockingly small amount of fanfare, Microsoft has ushered in its striking new Xbox development kit, which is purportedly designed to increase efficiency and reduce cost for the Xbox 360 dev teams. Now, aside from boasting an undisclosed uptick in RAM, built-in flash memory, and more capacious hard drive, and a slimmer form factor, this XDK will also be sold at a significantly reduced price from its predecessor. Of course, the folks up there in the Redmond area aren't saying exactly what the cost will be, what it'll look like, all that good stuff. But those interested in taking the plunge regardless will also have the option to license a sidecar attachment that enables debugging and disk emulation. Yay! We're told that this said accessory can be shared among multiple XDK consoles, and in turn, it should lower the overall price to create, test, debug, and release an Xbox 360 or Xbox Live Arcade game, if that's your thing. It's still a guessing game as to when the actual launch date will come, and it'll become the standard kit when the new orders are fulfilled in the future, so feel free to peruse their gallery over at Engadget if you're interested, drool, all that good stuff, and you can guess when you think the new one will be out. It is beautiful. Looks like a lovely black Xbox, but it's not. Okay, and that is going to do it for us. We have exactly 1 minute left. Ginger, show them the cookies.
No cookies.
Well, yeah, hopefully my weekend will be less eventful than my week has been, and some Avatar dating will come into play. Next week, we officially begin to give you all the real drama behind the virtual Sex and the City. We do have a couple of more bios going up this week. Make sure you've been checking that out. You want to keep an eye out.
I can't wait to read all the stories.
Oh, the drama. The
I guess I could peek on the back, but...
Well, you can, but they can't.
They can't.
Next week, people. Yep.
See, there are benefits to being us.
There's always benefits to being us.
True story, we rock.
See you guys bright and early Monday morning. Make sure you bring us coffee if you can't bring us.
I know. Yeah, I'm over here stretching and yawning already.